The ego manipulates. The ego poses as being the only self, the real self, the whole self. He must begin with the axiom that the ego is ceaselessly deceiving him, misleading him, ruling him. When the ego sees a danger to its own continued existence in any proposed move or decision, it creates fear, invents false hopes, and exaggerates difficulties in order to prevent it. The ego is sitting at his side, waiting to deceive him subtly into making wrong decisions and false interpretations, if they will hinder his growth into truth and thus preserve its own life. That which keeps us busy with one kind of activity after another, mental as well as physical, until we fall asleep tired, is nothing other than the ego. In that way, it diverts one's attention from the need of engaging in the supremely important activity, the struggle with and destruction of the ego itself. If he is willing to look for them, he will find the hidden workings of the ego in the most unsuspected corners, even in the very midst of his loftiest spiritual aspirations. The ego is unwilling to die and will even welcome this large attrition of its scope if that is its only way of escape from death. The ego constantly invents ways and means to defeat the quest's objective, and it does this more indefatigably and more cunningly than ever when it pretends to cooperate with the quest and share its experiences. When he sees how the little personal self has brought him so much pain, sorrow, disappointment, and waste of years, that even when it brought him success, the latter turned out to be false and deceptive, he will become disgusted with it. He will not want to live with the ego any longer and will yearn to get away from it altogether. It is more prudent to be habitually suspicious of his own ego and its motives than not.